Welcome back to Farm Talk. Again, we're visiting with the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Daryl Leese, who's nice enough to join us today for a few more minutes. And Daryl, I want to, and I don't know much about this, but I heard that the District 9 Rancher Roundup, is that coming up here pretty soon?
Yeah, October 23rd. So, you know, it's one of those neat deals. I mean, at NDFB, you know, we come together at an annual meeting. We come together to formulate policy to advocate on the behalf of agriculture for and ranching, and whether it's, you know, ranching, grain, whatever it might be. But we really appreciate the independence that our counties also have out there. And we have districts that counties belong to, and District 9, that group of counties down there in the southwest part of the state, that's down in, you know, that Bowman, Headinger County, Adams County, Stark County, Golden Valley County, Dunn County. Those are the counties that are served down there in that district. They decided to come together, and they had a good thought of putting together a local, more local type of a event that adds a little bit of fun, but, you know, also a little bit of information about NDFB for those that might be interested in joining, or, you know, maybe some topics will get discussed, some policy issues will get discussed, kind of a mini version of what our state YF&R conference is in the wintertime. They did locally down there and have had a tremendous success. And because the people are really responding, it's people from their area, you know, so they got like issues that they're talking about, and it's been a real big success. You know, I think they were hoping 30, 40, 50 people when they first started it, and heck, you know, they got 80, 90 to 100 that first time around, and it's growing ever since. And I think that's resulted in more participation from the younger generation in that area, getting involved in their counties and getting involved in going and taking in some of those state conferences that we have also. So it's been a win-win for not just those counties and district down there, but for also us at the state level at NDFB.
Okay, and if somebody wants, and it's an important thing to be a part of, or at least some sort of organization, or somebody that the Minnesota Society is a member of several different associations, and he just said, because, you know, it's so important to support what you believe in, but and that's why, you know, North Dakota Farm Bureau is a great organization, and people, if they're in the agriculture industry or livestock or whatever it happens to be, need to be, or hopefully are a part of that. But when can you sign up for the North Dakota Farm Bureau to be a member?
You know, you can sign up at any time. You can go to our website, become a member on our website. If you're not comfortable doing that, you can call our offices, or you can reach out to another member that you know is on a county board, and they can help get you signed up. We take sign-ups all year long. We're coming into our new year here. Starts on October 1. Our fiscal year ends the end of September, and so we're starting our new year. So you'll be a fresh new member coming into the beginning of the year if you want to join now. And if you want to go check out some of these conferences that we have, that's a great way to do it. You know, mm-hmm. Get your membership, get information on that. If you're in the southwest part of the state, obviously you can attend October 23rd there. If you're not, you know, we've got our annual meeting third weekend in November, 19th and 20th. Or in February, we'll have our Young Farmer and Rancher Conference. That's like around the 5th or 6th of February in that area. That'll also be back out in the southwest part of the state. We're hosting that out in Dickinson this year. And that gets back to the point of how successful our events have been out there. So the state decided we're gonna move our conference, our statewide conference out there, and give it a try out on the southwestern part of the state too.
Okay. Daryl, we got about 5 minutes, but I couldn't let you go without talking water. Water quality standard regulations.
Yep.
Again, keep in mind we got 5 minutes. So what is going on? I've actually lost track now of where we're at. I know they're still trying to figure some of this stuff out, but what do you know at this point?
I'm kind of in that whole limbo area that you are. You know, they're going to redo. They're taking another run at WOTUS on us. And as much as, you know, I think we visited a few months ago after the EPA administrator was here, and I'm awful disappointed that they went down the road of, you know, scrapping that whole deal and wanting to start over. And after we'd come to some, you know, not perfect conclusions, but I think some pretty good working conclusions that provided some certainty, not only for us in agriculture. This thing is big for little communities or bigger communities that are trying to get development done, small businesses, This whole WOTUS thing is just an overreach on states' rights, I think, that is just something that we're seeing more of it all the time, the way it seems, but they just want to take so much of the state rights away when it comes to dealing with non-navigable water. And they want, well, they want to change the definition of navigable, I guess, is how they're going to get this control.
Well, to my understanding, and I'm curious to see how you feel about this, is that it seems like the EPA and Tom Vilsack, USDA Agriculture Secretary, they understand that it doesn't sound like they're expecting to go back to the way it was. They're trying to bring supposedly everybody to the table, so this is a workable solution. It's not ever going to be perfect for everybody, but do you feel that you guys have been, you know, able to get your verbiage across so they understand and not just rubber stamp something that just isn't going to work for North Dakota?
Well, it's funny that they want to do what exact same thing supposedly that we just got done doing in the Trump administration. We spent, you know, better part of a year and a half attending meetings, giving input, you know, negotiating and making it so that it worked for agriculture. Like I said, it wasn't perfect, but it was about as close to a compromise that we could come. I don't know what they want to, you know, if they want to change anything. In my mind, there's not a lot of room for us to move and keep it workable for agriculture. So I don't know, you know, why they come across and go, oh yeah, we're going to meet and we're going to have this so that it's workable. And that's what we did. I mean, that is exactly what we already did. So why don't we just go on with it, move on, because here we are. We're going to be back in court again fighting about this thing. And it's just going to be a continuation of a court battle. And it's going to come down to the Supreme Court making a decision again, like they've done a couple of times already in the past, that the federal government only has jurisdiction over navigable water, and you must be able to navigate it.
I just want to make sure I got this right, too. So if we ended up, it doesn't sound like we are, but if we ended up just back with the old WOTUS rule or something similar to that, is it right that it would affect or harm about 90% of North Dakotans?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you do an overlay of a map, you take a map of North Dakota and you do an overlay of red area that would be affected, there's not too many non-red areas. It's pretty much solid red across the state from one end to the other, because you got all these little tributaries and you got all these little creeks and you got all these little connections to you know, it might be 100 miles down the road, but eventually, oh yeah, that eventually is going to get to the Missouri River or the Red River or the, you know, something that's quote unquote navigable or crosses, you know, state lines and that. And I just, it's just such an obscure deal that to think that any little puddle of water, if you stretch it far enough and you draw the map right and you connect the dots far enough and you do enough little figuring here and there, yeah, you can make them all turn into something that they're not, and that's kind of what it does.
I hope it gets resolved soon. Is there any timeline to this, or could this just keep dragging out until the next administration, whenever or whatever that is?
I don't know what it's going to be interesting. I'm sure they want to push it, you know, to get it done and get things, you know, reverted back towards, you know, what the Obama administration had done, more so than what the Trump administration had done. So I'm guessing that they're going to try and push pretty hard. But, you know, we don't know. I mean, we're still out there in limbo in these states. The USDA, you know, if Vilsack is going to be involved in all of that with the EPA trying to give a voice for agriculture, well, he doesn't even have all of his team in place. You know, we don't have FSA directors in these states. We don't have, you know, we got acting directors. We don't have anyone in place for USDA to have any uniformity to it. I don't know how in the world they're going to, you know, advocate on the behalf of us when they don't have a team of their own put together.
Right. All right. Well, Daryl, thank you so much. We appreciate the visit today. Have a great day, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again down the road, but thank you.
All right. Have a great week.
You too. Daryl East, North Dakota Farm Bureau. You can check out events with North Dakota Farm Bureau at ndfb.org. Back with more Farm Talk in a moment.